Well done. You'll have to direct the band then. Right, okay, well done. Now, why did you choose the music of David Koz?
Well, a voice. Shut it down.
Why David Koz, why smooth jazz?
Well, I've always had a massive interest in smooth jazz, and various influences come from David Sanborn and Kenny G. However, it wasn't in terms of many of the pieces that I have tried in the past. I just found that David Koz and, you know, such pieces like that fit my style very well. I think, well, it
what is your style? Describe your style then.
Well, I'm naturally quite a quiet player in comparison to some others that might come down to embouchure and stuff. So that's why I like to focus on more on the sound, more on the tone of the sound, and not necessarily, you know, how loud it is and, you know, how many, you know, people. But of course, it's important that people at the back of the hall have got to hear it. But at the end of the day, but people will need to focus on hearing it as opposed to it coming to them. They've got to come to me a little bit. Of course, not completely, but in a way, quite partially. And of course, I wanted to get the balance between and Dave Koz does play both. He plays tenor as well, but I've never really been a tenor player, so I wanted to include both of them. And with a soprano, Emily was a good kind of change of pace from the quite fast, quite funky, like All I See Is You, and a prime example of smooth jazz, but not necessarily slow smooth jazz in Don't Look Back. So it was brilliant. Yeah, it was a.
How is your preparatory listening prepared you for your recital, and how has that influenced what you're playing and how you're playing?
Well, in terms of finding recordings of the pieces, it's been very easy to find recordings of himself. But however, not necessarily of covers, although there have been a couple. Of course, I'd love to mention that I went to a Dave Koz concert, and of course he didn't play Emily or Don't Look Back, but he did play All I See Is You, and But what was interesting about that was that he gave time to his band. A lot of his band had the chance to, you know, take centre stage. It wasn't just about him, and that's something I'll definitely try and do with the band when that time comes. But in terms of the music itself, just trying to sound like him, really. I mean, of course, he has like moves and stuff which he often does on stage.
What is his sound?
Well, it does vary from piece to piece, but it's quite a funky sound. It's quite a there's a hip hop element to it, especially in All I See Is You.
Right, I thought your recital was very good, as ever. You know the music. I think you need to perhaps give it a break now.
Okay.
I think when you're doing your recital, though, you need to play a couple of notes. Could you swap into the soprano?
Yeah.
When you swapped it, because you fluffed up the beginning of both. You weren't happy with the last piece. You've got to play a couple of notes just to reacclimatise yourself, you know, reset, set up. So whilst in the gaps, you get the microphone on, then just play a couple of notes to get ready.
Okay.
Or play a couple of notes and then put the microphone on, whatever. You also need a sax stand.
Right.
Now, I think that is now ready for a band. I think give it a break for a couple of weeks or a week or so. Focus on your diploma now.
Okay.
You can play those pieces, and I think you're in danger of switching off. You know, you're in danger of just going through the motions now.
Okay.
So you've done them. You can play them. Yes, you might rehearse them a couple of times in the next fortnight, but leave them alone. Work on your other pieces, and because that's jazz as well. But you know, you can do that now.
Okay.
All right, so I think they're brilliant, but they don't want to get stale. But that now needs a band. So you've got the, you know, you're a month ahead of where you need to be. So that's brilliant. Mm-hmm. So work on your diploma and leave that alone for a little while.
Okay, fantastic.
All right.